I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. Jake Tapper of CNN will be with us momentarily. One of the stories out there I'll ask him about, and CNN yesterday, really, it's the stuff you leave out. Not a lot of coverage, at least in the morning show. That's what I was looking at, of necessarily the stuff going on in New York. But a lot being made, and president's health is something we ought to be looking at. What happens to your body if, like Trump, you drink 12 cans of Diet Coke a day and all that TV watching? All right, Jake Tapper is the host, of course, of The Lead, 4 until 5, Monday through Friday on CNN. And the State of the Union, 9 until 10, one of the big Sunday shows here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jake, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, Carson Wentz, Jake, were you sure you were watching the game and all that?
Yeah.
What it underlines here in Philadelphia, I'll tell you, in Ground Zero, it's not just the talent of Wentz, but the way he's handling this injury and the stuff he tweeted out. It's a pretty remarkable for a guy who's, 24 or so.
Yeah, he's a remarkable leader and an amazing athlete and obviously a superb quarterback. And, you know, fingers crossed for Nick Foles, but that's a tough break. And, you know, I guess that was a clean hit, but I thought the Rams were kind of dirty the whole game. I'm glad we got the W, but boy, was that painful to watch. Obviously worse for Mr. Wentz.
I didn't think it was a clean hit at the end. I think the guy took a shot there, but maybe not a penalty. It just tells you how, I don't know, I don't remember football, the amount of injuries and stuff that we're seeing is overwhelming as we're seeing. It was tougher in some ways, but the guys weren't as big and as fast. And now you're dealing with, on any play, anything can happen.
Well, I mean, I think the Rams are a dirty team, mm-hmm. and I think that they proved it all game, and they were called on some of their offenses. And Philadelphia wasn't completely innocent. There were some face mask offenses and the like, but those were aberrations in my view. I thought that the Rams had a strategy of playing dirty, and it didn't give them the victory, but it took out our main asset, and you know. The team is strong, and Foles is solid, but this is really painful.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, what's the lead today? I mean, there's so many balls in the area. I guess Roy Moore until this is over, or does the details from that outweigh it?
Well, we'll definitely cover the new information about the terrorist attack that thankfully failed in New York City yesterday. But I think the Roy Moore Senate race is the big story. We'll have on a spokesman for the Roy Moore campaign. Obviously, Obama and Trump have both weighed in and have done robocalls, and the polls are all over the map. You know, it's a big mystery what's going to happen. There were some really bizarre moments last night at the Moore rally with his wife talking about how they couldn't be anti-Semites because one of their lawyers is a Jew.
Well, let me ask you on that, Jake. Do you dismiss – now, I think it was not artful. I don't when you're under a personal attack, though. And you're a public figure, it's your policies, too. Are we in an era – I think some people do dismiss it. I don't. For example, if I'm attacked on a race thing and I know somebody doesn't live in a diverse neighborhood, I live in Germantown – I think that's kind of seminal to being called that. It speaks to something.
I agree, but I mean, I think the bigger issue is the reason why people might be making a charge one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people are saying that Roy Moore is anti-Semitic is because he did an interview with a Christian radio station in which he went after George Soros, who is
Jewish and also a billionaire philanthropist and liberal activist, and gave a pretty clear statement that Soros isn't going to heaven, is going to hell, because he hasn't accepted Jesus, and went into a whole little rant about that, which I think a lot of Jews found offensive. I'm Jewish. I didn't particularly find it offensive, but I mean, that is the reason why people were saying that. And I don't think that Mrs. Moore's rebuttal was particularly on point, to say that they couldn't be anti-Semitic because their lawyer is a Jew, which is how she put it. I don't know if you've actually played the sound.
Yeah, well, we have. Do you find the phraseology? Is there something about saying a Jew that's suspect versus Jewish? I find either one to be okay, but I get it. To an ear in this type of tight stuff where there's a pushback about anti-Semitism, better to say Jewish.
I mean, look, I'm not calling them anti-Semitic. I'm just saying, like, I thought there were a bunch of bizarre moments at the rally last night. Our own Philadelphia's own Sir Charles had his moment, of course, as well at the Doug Jones rally, talking about he's an Alabamian by birth. Before he was with the 76ers, and he talked about how he was sick of Alabama, being embarrassed about Alabama. I don't know if that's gonna help the Doug Jones campaign either. There was another moment also at the Moore campaign, a couple others. Steve Bannon attacking Joe Scarborough, saying that Bannon saying he got into Georgetown and Harvard Law, Joe couldn't get into those schools, which is kind of an odd attack given that Joe went to Alabama.
That's what we thought it was, an odd attack. How about the write-in campaign to siphon off votes for Moore for Nick Saban?
Yeah, there's also a military guy. There's also a retired Marine officer who is staging a write-in campaign as well. I think he used to work for John Kelly, but it hasn't been a particularly effective campaign. Look, we had Senator Richard Shelby, the senior Republican senator from Alabama, on my show Sunday morning. He said he wrote a Republican in. He could not bring himself to vote for Roy Moore. The tipping point was the allegation from the woman who said that Moore molested her when she was 14. So we'll see what happens. I don't know how many Shelbys there are out there. It's a bizarre race. I mean, there's just no question. I mean, Lynn, last night was like some version of like Tom Wolfe combined with some Southern writer, Faulkner, combined with Dickey, who wrote Deliverance. I mean, it was all just a weird. You couldn't write that and put it in a TV show or movie and have people buy it.
No, exactly right. Now, let's talk about where you are. We've been talking this morning. We see quite a weird pantheon now of public figures accused of one form or another of sexual assault, groping, or at least harassment. Larry King, Mario Battaglia, and then all these guys like Donovan McNabb. And the one thing that's on Twitter that he allegedly sent in a text to this producer at one of the shows that he's on is pretty salacious. Do you feel at all that we're at a point where people are starting to say, hey, we're not believing all this stuff, we're too quick to rush to judgment? I don't think we're there yet. I think it's amazing the numbers and the variety of public figures, but it's a daily drumbeat of it.
Yeah, I think I have the same reaction that a lot of people do, which is, first and foremost, it's great and important that women are coming forward about behavior that is unacceptable and bringing it to light. I mean, that's number one. You know, I do think that there is, in the words of Barry Weiss in the New York Times, a woman columnist who kind of leans right, I think there is a moral flattening going on here, which I do find a little troubling. The idea that all of this stuff is being lumped in together, kind of, horrific crimes like what's been alleged about Harvey Weinstein, or President Trump, or Kevin Spacey. Versus other offenses that are not acceptable, but certainly not sexual assault. And so I haven't, you know, this stuff is happening so fast and furious. I didn't even know about the Donovan McNabb thing. When did that happen?
This morning, and we can't even give you the scintilla. You'll find it out there. The woman's
name is
Jamie Lynch. You can't even say it on the air, even spinning, cleaning up, taking words out. It is amazing. The only defense that I can offer of this, not a defense, but a statement, is this guy is in a sports world where this stuff goes on, I think, as much as anywhere, and social media world where apparently this stuff would not get people a Twitter. When you read it, you're going to say, really?
Well, I'll read it as soon as I get off the phone with you. But look, I mean, I think that there are there's proportionality, right? I mean, there are different levels of offenses, as with anything. And without saying any of it's acceptable, because it's not, there is a difference between a consensual relationship that goes wrong and, you know, and then somebody feels it ends poorly. I mean, whatever. There are a million different scenarios. There is a difference between all these things. You can't say that what Roy Moore is accused of and Al Franken is accused of, that they're remotely the same. They're worlds apart. Which is not to excuse any of it. So, I mean, I do wonder how, you know, because it's all being handled very quickly. I do think that there is an element of private companies, especially, hearing of an allegation and just cutting ties, not wanting the bad press, mm-hmm. not wanting to be perceived as insensitive to these issues, and just taking the short-term goal, which is, you know, but get this off my desk. Whereas, you know, again, it's very important that women who feel that something inappropriate, or men who feel that something inappropriate has happened, feel that they can come forward, that they can make the allegation. And if wrongdoing did happen, that those individuals are punished. But I don't know that that in every instance everything is being handled fairly and equitably. It does seem like a crude remark should be punished, but it's not the same thing as Harvey Weinstein allegedly.
Right. It's not fireable in every one of these cases. I would agree with that. Yeah. And McNabb, if this is all it is pretty outrageous. Everything can. And I think they've done the right thing. They've suspended two or three of these guys around allegations like this, some punishment, but I don't know that you get fired. I really didn't even think that Trent Franks should have gotten fired, but it apparently appears to be more to the story rather than just broaching surrogacy with some staffer.
You know, that there definitely is more to the story on that, because he had the advantage of getting his story out first,
right?
Where he made it sound as though this was all just about his wife and he and their pain and their difficulty having kids, and they had to. They had twins through a surrogate, and he was just seeking another surrogate. But my understanding, based on talking to knowledgeable sources, is the women in question, first of all, that this was brought up by their boss, I think in any world, whether it's surrogacy or not, is inappropriate. You don't ask your staffers if they will bear your children. But second of all, my reporting would indicate that these women felt it kept coming up over and over and over. They felt intimidated. The environment created was hostile. The proposal that he was making was not necessarily that it be done by the puff tube, that an inordinate yep. amount of money was being offered. And it did create an environment that was legitimately hostile. And when Speaker Ryan heard about what the women were saying, and this was, you know, and one of the women had as a character witness this woman, Andrea Lafferty, who is a well-known conservative activist here in Washington. Speaker Ryan told Franks that he needed to resign, that the charges were just too much. So, I think there's a lot more to the story. I think a lot more shoes are going to drop in a lot more cases.
Well, certainly on Capitol Hill, I think it's long overdue, my sense of it. Wow. I mean, if you and I said last year whenever you started with us, we'd be talking about surrogacy and $5 million and a guy being ousted, as nutty as things are, it is hard to believe.
Well, the thing is about members of Congress is, and I would guess that most members of Congress have not sexually harassed somebody, but there is a certain lack of accountability in Congress because of the situation. It's not a private company where there's a board of directors. Mm-hmm. That will review the case. It's government, and the voters are the board of directors, as it were. There is a committee on ethics in the House and a committee on ethics in the Senate. Sometimes the cases are taken seriously. They often take a long, long time to resolve. Often they're not taken seriously. And often the presumption of innocence for the member of Congress can seem to the accused as if it is an old boys club protecting a fellow member of the boys club. So it's very different, and I don't think there's the same accountability. There's probably more accountability in corporate America than there is in Congress when it comes to this kind of situation. Corporate America, at the very least, is worried about being sued.
Absolutely.
Whereas it's different when it comes to the House and the Senate.
At 4 o'clock today with Jake Tapper, Judgment Day. Jake, thank you, and Sunday morning, 9 until 10.
Thanks, Dom. Talk to you soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.